Ah, you're here. Good.
A ghost couldn't dig a grave, make John strangle me to death.
Lights out, everybody.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Cast, where we take the most terrifying tales from the golden age of radio, clean them up, and remaster them for your listening pleasure, truly preserving the very best era of audio entertainment with stories of suspense, mystery, and horror. This week we have back-to-back episodes of Mole Mystery Theater. This show premiered in 1943 and eventually dropped its sponsoring partnership before changing its name simply to Mystery Theater. Hosted by amateur criminologist Jeffrey Barnes, these mysteries will keep you guessing who the killer is until the last possible moment, so turn down the lights and enjoy Triangle of Death, followed by The Creeper, on Mole Mystery Theater.
And now, the Mole Mystery Theater, presented by M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin.
Good evening. This is Jeffrey Barnes, welcoming you to the Mole Mystery Theater, the program that presents the best in mystery and detective fiction. Tonight's story by Joseph Ruskoll is entitled Triangle of Death. One of your favorite radio stars, Elspeth Eric, will play the leading role of Carol Wade. Carol Wade faces death. But whether it is her husband or her sweetheart who intends to kill her, she doesn't know. Yes, a strange and terrifying dilemma. A triangle of death.
Well, Mr. Barnes, some triangles may turn out badly. But you know, when it comes to shaving, here's one trio that always gets along. A man, his razor, and Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream. Yes, sir, it's smooth. So smooth. It's slick. So slick. It's a smooth, smooth, slick, slick shave you get with M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin. Try it. Mole. And now for tonight's Mole Mystery by Joseph Ruskoll, Triangle of Death.
Wins you 10 silver dollars.
You've changed.
How low can a guy get?
Now, please, I can explain, but not here. What do you...
Never thought I'd catch up with you, did you? Mrs. Carol Wade.
How'd you find out where I live? What are you going to do?
What do you deserve? I'm bleeding for you. Got a swan song for a sucker?
Now, look, I'm warning you. Get out of here. I'll call my husband. Peter! Peter!
Call him again. He's not here, Angel. Both of us know it.
Why, you...
My name's Tony Morell, remember? Let's see, what was yours when I met you down in Miami last year? Miss Carol Meadows, wasn't it? When your lips took me over the barrel for your gambling debts.
I meant to pay you back someday.
Yeah,
I...
that's why you took it on the lam. You know, it was silly of you to pose under your maiden name, a little two-timer. I was bound to catch up with you.
Who told you?
How blind can a guy stay? Even with a crush.
Put down that gun, Tony. You'll burn for it.
Not me. Two other guys.
Tony, no. Don't. Please. Please.
Go ahead. Relax. Take a good look at it, pretty face. And thank heaven the torch still burns.
What?
Because this gun is the only thing that can save you from the undertaker. You gotta kiss it for luck. Back it goes.
What are you talking about? Are you crazy?
I've elected myself your bodyguard. Said he, examining his head. So stick close to your sucker from here on in, baby, because someone is out to kill you.
What? Who?
Who? Character I met only an hour ago in a little dive I just opened about 75 miles down the road near Saratoga. Small world, huh? We're neighbors. Hilo Cafe. Does that ring a bell?
That was the name of your nightclub in Miami.
Yeah, the one you cost me.
Oh, stop playing with me. Who was this?
This character? Well, then he walks, see? This utter stranger. For a fast one. And I join him. A few drinks later, he tells me he's a Sawbones on a call nearby. And this and that.
Doctor, did you say?
Yeah. Why so pale, Carol? Anyway, I give him the old wheeze about this one thing a Sawbones can't cure, a broken heart. Rum chum, you see? So he pumps me with a bedside manner, and I admit that I'm still carrying a torch for a worthless little tramp who played me for a chump last year. A Carol Meadows.
Who was he? Stop torturing me. Who was he?
You guessed it, your husband, lady.
Oh, no, God!
What? That slap I ought to cut off your hands. Yeah, I dreamed about him around my neck again.
Get out! Get out!
How deaf can I get? Okay, you little fool, but you better get out with me. I'm telling you, your life is in danger, understand? He's going to murder you when he comes home for making his rounds. He's got like a wild man. He gave me a blueprint. That's what I've come to warn you.
My Peter? Oh, sure. Oh, you cute man, you cute liar. Can't you think up a daffier story to get me back?
Now look, you gotta believe me. Come away from here.
You know, that's
here.
What I fell for down in Miami. Your deadpan way of telling them tall and windy. Oh, I wasn't kidding, Tony. I was pretty wild about you. But I had enough of men like you when I was in the chorus, so I came to my senses.
Look, Carol, I'm telling
my
you.
My husband loves me. He wouldn't harm a fly. Now, you get out of here fast.
Okay. It's your funeral. Oh. By the way, about that murder blueprint. Your husband's coming home early, see? He's going to suggest a little ride in the car for the air. You're not looking so good. He's going to suggest Sunset Cliff to look at the sunset. He's going to push you off that cliff accidental. How careful can a guy be?
Me, Cookie.
Oh, you're home early.
Yep, no plenty goody today. Isn't that something? Now I can spend the afternoon with my little wife. Oh, gosh, it's a rich feeling. Now, come hither, fly to my arms, woman.
Peter?
Hmm?
You stop for a drink or something?
Cookie, I'm still drunk with love after 3 years. Can you beat it? Yeah, the honeymoon will never be over with us. Bet? Now, give me a little ear. Cookie, where should we go this afternoon?
What?
Darling, what's the matter? What's wrong? Don't you feel well? You're not
no,
looking
at
it.
No, I feel fine.
Sure?
Yes, fine.
Well, good. Mia, I'd like to stay home. It's all the same with you.
Oh, yes, let's. Oh, Peter, I feel so good now. Golly, the silly things that have been upsetting me today.
What things?
Oh, little trifles around the house, tradesmen, you know.
Made you irritable?
Yes, that's it. But now my man's come home. He doctored it all away and it stopped pounding.
Pounding?
Yes, my headache.
Headache? You've had a headache, too?
Well,
no. You've been outdoors at all today?
No.
Oh, cooped up in here all day, that's bad. Now, there's nothing wrong with you that a little fresh air can't cure. How about a spin in the car?
No!
You are irritable. Why not? Why'd you jump so when I suggested
it? I don't know.
Just nerves. Now, come on, then. Do as the doctor says. The car's parked in front of the house, and let's go for a little spin. Ah, breathe in the ozone. Aren't you glad to be alive?
Where are we going?
Oh, for a little drive. What's a diff, Cookie?
Peter, where are you taking me?
Say, what's gotten into you? What on earth's the matter?
Where are you driving to?
Well, I don't know yet. Just follow our noses. What's wrong, Carol? You're suddenly afraid of accidents?
Stop the car!
What for?
Look, there's a drugstore. I have to make a phone call. It's important. I forgot it. Please.
All right. I'll come in with you.
No, you just wait here, Lonnie. Take me a minute.
Will the hustler come?
Yes. Tony? This is Carol, listen. Tony, listen to me. What'll I do? I'm frightened to death. Yes, but I haven't got much time. He's waiting for me in the car. Look, I'm in a phone booth, and you were right. He is taking me out for a ride. I just can't believe it. I'm all mixed up. I mean, it is just a ride. I did say I had a headache. What if he hasn't got any idea of taking...
What's keeping you, Carol? Who are you phoning?
All right, Lola. I'll try to run up and see you right away. Bye.
Lola? Your friend Lola Jennings?
Yes. Look, Peter, if you want to know, that's why I was so upset today.
Oh?
Yes, she phoned me this morning. She's in a bad way about something.
I see.
I mean, she sounded so desperate, I was worried.
Carol, was it really Lola you were just phoning, or the Hilo Cafe?
What?
Well, then he hasn't tried to contact you, and all along I really thought he's the reason you were so upset.
Who?
Well, it's a good thing I'm in time to warn you. I meant to earlier, but it's so frightfully delicate.
Warn me about what?
About a man who's in town looking for you, a man you seem to have met in Miami last year, Tony Morrell.
Tony?
Yes, I bumped into him this afternoon in his cafe. It seems he's just opened it, and I happened to drop in for a drink, and he sat down at my booth and introduced himself, and, well, he got a little plastered, and without knowing who I was at first, he told me something about you and him.
Peter.
Oh, it's all right, Cookie. I know the whole story. He fell in love with you, period. Who wouldn't? No, I admit it whammed me at first.
Oh, Peter.
I'm sure it was just one of those harmless vacation romances, and, well, the fool read more into it than I was there. Cookie?
Of course. Oh, honey, absolutely nothing more. I always meant to tell you, but there was really nothing to tell, and telling it would have made it sound like something.
Of course, sweet. I know how a thing like that could happen, but, Carol, this Morrell fellow seems to have taken it really hard and blubbered all sorts of threats.
Threats?
Yeah, said he'd be a fool not to get revenge. Said he'd somehow lure you to his cafe where he'd kill you.
What?
And there's only one way he wants to kill you. With a poison martini.
Poison martini? Why?
Well, search me. Crazy. Acted like a wild man.
Oh, Peter, I'm scared. Peter, save me from him. Don't let him come near me.
Now, don't worry. If I ever hear of him trying to bother you, I'll strangle him with my bare hands. Well, let's get rolling, Carol. Hmm? Put some color in your cheeks.
Peter, you've gotten so moody. You really forgive me, or was that all just an act?
Or was it just an innocent summer romance? Hmm? Constant Penelope?
Do you, Peter, do you?
Life is short, isn't it?
What?
I said life is short. A laugh, a tear, and sunset.
Sunset?
Of course I forgive you. You're my wife, aren't you? Period.
Peter, where are you driving me?
That record again. Just to town and back.
What do you keep
asking?
Town, that's the other way.
Huh? What other way?
I...
Say, maybe I can be a bit more imaginative than just town and back. Maybe... Maybe we ought to turn around and go the other way at that.
What?
Yeah, that brings us to Summit Cliff.
Summit...
And we can go there and watch the sunset.
Peter,
like
no...
we used to. Oh, come on.
Well, mystery fans, this is Jeffrey Barnes ringing down the curtain on Act One of tonight's Mole Mystery. But stay close by, because I promise you, in Act Two, we'll have you guessing at high speed. Right now, to keep you from guessing, here's Dan Seymour with some quick answers on the subject of shaving.
Man, if your morning shave feels like you're shaving with a buzzsaw, chances are you have tough whiskers or a tender skin. But you know, shaving needn't be painful, not when you shave with Mole. Because Mole is a heavier cream. It not only softens your whiskers, it stands them up straight while your razor waltzes right through them. With Mole, you shave faster, closer, easier, and you shave painlessly. Try it. See if you don't say it's smooth. So smooth. It's slick. So slick. It's a smooth, smooth, slick, slick shave you get with M-O-L-L-E. Mole. The heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin.
And now this is Jeffrey Barnes returning you to Act Two of the Mystery Theater and Triangle of Death.
you're going to humor me, Carol, if you really love me, what's wrong with the cliff, our old haunt? Why act out? Carol! Oh, I would run out of gas and right at the foot of the climb, too. Yeah, lucky though, there's the filling station. Hey there, gas! Hey, anybody there? Now, wait here a minute. I'll go around some now.
Carol, get in here. Quick,
Tony!
Quick, before he comes out. Well, are you paralyzed? I'm here to save you, you little fool. You want to die?
You want me to, Tony? He told me plenty about you. Go away.
He's lying. I was right. He is headed for the cliff, isn't he?
Yes, but it was common, ordinary sea. Perfectly natural from the conversation.
Carol, for...
We've often come here to see the sunset plenty of times. Beat it. I don't want him to find you.
Still don't trust me. Then listen. There's something else I remember. Something else he said. He was going to shoot you on the cliff so you wouldn't put up a struggle. And then push you off.
What?
Okay, you ever known him to carry a gun before?
No, never.
You want to watch me frisk him? You'll believe me?
Oh, go away, please. Here he comes.
Okay. How far can you drop?
Fill her up, huh?
Right, Doc.
Girl, who were you talking to just now?
Huh?
That car that just drew up.
Oh, he wanted to know where Highway 22 was.
Mm, I see.
You got a cigarette, Peter?
Sure.
No, yeah. Not that pack. Didn't you have another brand?
Hmm?
Let me look, darling. Wasn't it in this pocket?
What?
No. Oh, and this one, Tim.
What are you talking about? What brand?
No, it's not there either. I'm sure I saw you with...
You're having a good time. Yes. Now, let's empty all my pockets. I like this game. Here. Oh, here.
No.
Here, any more?
No.
No more? Then how about my undershirt?
I don't know what made me think. You haven't got one ever. Have you, Peter?
Well, if you want the strangest.
Okay, Doc.
All right. Here, keep the change.
Thanks.
Now, little wife, let's climb that hill, hmm? And take a look at that sunset. Some climb. Almost there now.
Peter, it'll never happen again. I know I've wronged you, but I've died a thousand times.
It's too late. The sun's gone down. Let's go to the top anyhow.
Peter, please believe
me. It's getting dark. If it weren't for that phone call of yours.
Listen to me, Peter. Are you harboring it against me?
Don't be a stuck whistle. How many times do I have to reassure you? I've forgiven you, period. I've even told him that. When he made those threats against your life and called you what he did, though you deserved it. You deserved it here.
No.
I think I'd have killed him then and there if I were the type that carried a gun.
Oh, I wish you were. A murderous snake like Tony.
I love you in spite of what you've done. We'll do again.
No,
I... And I told him that I'm going to court you all over again and start by making the trip this afternoon to Summit Cliff.
Oh, then that's how Tony...
Yes?
Nothing. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't know we were coming here. We even started out the other way. What's funny?
Well, here we are at last. Say, talk about elevation. Just look down there. Does it make you dizzy?
Peter, answer me. How could you know
that? Cookie. We were coming here all the time. I meant to from the first.
But you started the other way.
Just to throw you off.
What?
I was playing with you. I had a special reason for bringing you here today.
Special reason?
Very. What do you suppose I came home early? Don't lean against the door. You're just 2 feet from the edge, and it's a 200-foot drop.
What was the special reason?
This.
Oh, a necklace. Peter.
You know what today is? Now, see if I haven't got a memory like an elephant. 3 years to the day that I first told you I loved you. No, you wouldn't remember, but it was right here at Sunset Cliff when we were... Yes, when we were watching our first sunset together.
Oh, Peter. Oh, you great big thoughtful kid.
I ought to kill you instead.
Oh, lovely. I can't get a good look at it, though. It's gotten so dark.
Yeah, here, I'll light a match.
No, wait a minute. There's a flashlight in the car someplace, isn't there? Yes, you keep in the side pocket here. Oh, Angel. To think that...
Ah! Give me that! Give me that and get over. There. I don't want the accident.
A gun! You did have a gun all the time!
Johnny!
Who want to protect you?
You never tell me. Where are
you, you fool?
Johnny!
Drop it, Doc. Drop it or I'll thrill you. Oh. Okay, babe, quick.
Come back.
Get in.
Hey, I'll come back here.
Johnny!
I got his gun.
Take me away. Anywhere away from that monster. He did have a gun. He did have one, just like you said, and he was going to shoot me and throw me off the cliff.
Ah, not you, sister. Relax. You got 9 lives. How many can you burn up?
This is Jeffrey Barnes again. In just a moment, we'll bring you Act 3 of Triangle of Death. Now a word from George Putnam.
If dandruff is spoiling the appearance of your hair and you've been trying to combat it with little or no success, listen carefully. Many outstanding authorities say that the most common kind of dandruff is caused by a germ called Pityrosporum ovale. Now, many dandruff-combating methods are no more effective for fighting this germ than plain water and brushing. For like water, all they do is remove loose dandruff. To get real relief, this germ must be destroyed. Double dandrine really works because double dandrine actually kills this germ on contact. Even in many severe cases, results with double dandrine have been remarkable. Now, the amazing effectiveness of double dandrine is due to a special ingredient, an active antiseptic so wonderfully efficient many hospitals use it. In double dandrine, we call it Alzan. So try double dandrine and see if you don't agree that most methods can't compare with its dandruff-combating effectiveness. Get double dandrine tomorrow. Your money back if not satisfied.
Have we shaken him yet?
I don't see his car anymore.
Oh, he's lost us. He won't drive very fast with a bullet in his hand.
Still can't believe he had it in him. Played with me just like a cat with a mouse. Tony, you saved my life.
Well, then, come here.
No, no. But I am grateful, Tony. It's all been like a nightmare all day. Ever since you came in the door, I didn't know who to believe. But now I know he was
Shut
just
up.
About...
Close your eyes. Kiss me.
Oh, Tony.
You said it. Maybe that doesn't call for a drink,
oh,
huh?
Wonderful. Drink.
Yeah. You can stop off somewhere.
Somewhere? Where?
Oh, I don't know. How about the High-Low Cafe?
Why there? I mean, why wait till we get there?
For sentimental reasons. Remember the High-Low in Miami? When you first gave me the eye? Miss Meadows? Cost me my innocence, that shade of mascara. I should forget. Well, let's drink the old times, huh?
Bring me in here. Why don't we sit out in a booth?
Well, my private office is more intimate. Will it be, Manhattan?
Yes, yes. It's all right, make it a Manhattan.
Coming up, 2 Manhattans. I'll get it from the bar. Oh, wait. You better make it the drink we last had in Miami.
Hmm?
You know, the one you slipped something in and lammed it when I passed out. Martinis, wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll fix your martini. Wait here.
To give me the police, Harry. Police, help me quick. He's trying to poison me. Tony Morell. He'll kill me. I'm at the High-Low Cafe. This is Mrs. Carol Wade. Hurry, please.
Phoning someone?
Yes, my friend Lola Jennings. She's terribly ill, Tony. I forgot. I'd better go to her.
Not so fast. How about our drinks?
How'd you get them so quick?
Gave Joe the order when we came in. Here, take it.
No, I'm...
Yeah, take it. Come on, unfreeze.
No, I...
You didn't need coaxing in Miami. Take. Here. Now let's click glasses like we did then. Click. That's it. Now, bottoms up. Drink, come on. Drink. Why are you shaking?
No!
No? Don't. Put it down. What do I lose?
I'm on to you.
I'm on to you, Tony Morell.
Oh, get a load of her.
Get out of my way. I'm going
home. No, you don't. The curtain's for you. You nuts. You didn't see his gun?
It was meant for you, and you know it. I can see it now. It's Peter I should have listened to. It's you that wants to kill me, and he was trying to save me. Yes, he warned me. Every stop, he said you'd try to get me here to the Hilo Cafe.
Well, sure, I told him I would, for old time's sake.
He said you'd offer me a martini.
I told him that, too.
And you'd poison the martini.
He's a liar. You fell for that? It's he who's been working overtime to rub you out. He gave me a blueprint. I haven't proved it. Saved your life. You still don't believe me?
No.
No? Well, by gosh, you will.
Put that gun away.
You'll believe me if I have to put a slug through that brass heart of yours. Pick up that glass again. Pick it up. Good. Now put it to your mouth. Put it to your mouth.
No.
Drink it. Drink it.
Peter, don't. Don't drink that. It's poison pill. Don't.
Are you?
Peter, look out.
Thank heaven I got it. Carol, are you all right? You didn't?
Yes, I drank it. Need it.
Hold on, Cookie. Here, now, don't let go. Hold on. I'll fix you an antidote. Oh, yeah. Here's the antidote. Here. Now, quick, drink it. There. Now you'll be dead. Give it 30 seconds.
Yeah. What?
That martini? No, dear. Watch, I'll finish it. Yeah, see? Nothing deadlier than an olive. The antidote, Cookie? That's too bad you didn't trust your boyfriend. He was trying so hard to be your guardian angel, Sir Galahad Morrell. I stumbled into the perfect ending for the perfect murder. I was hiding outside, and I heard your phone. By the way, was that really poor Lola Jennings you were phoning again? You know, it's strange, because it's Lola who helped me plan your funeral all along. Cookie, she and I are going to get married. Surprised?
Police.
The police? They'll find the lady who was poisoned and the man she predicted would do it. Two corpses.
No, Doc. Three corpses.
What?
Three.
Tony! You!
I'll meet you all at the last stop. Out dead, then we die.
And now this is Jeffrey Barnes again, bringing down the final curtain on tonight's Mystery Theater presentation of Joseph Ruskell's Triangle of Death. Be with us next week when we present a modern, hard-hitting, thrill-packed detective adventure entitled The Squealer. Meet Whitey Burton, a man who betrayed his friends to save his own skin and walked thereafter with death at his shoulder.
The original music for the Mystery Theater is composed and conducted by Alexander Semler. Elspeth Eric, Joseph Julian, and Paul Potter were featured in Triangle of Death. Any similarity between the names and characters used on this show and any actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Sometimes when we're tired, we make mountains out of molehills. We putter around till even the easiest job seems impossible. If you're that tired and pale besides, your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. Then you need ironized yeast tablets. They help build up your strength by building up your red blood cells. So take ironized yeast tablets to get back your color, your vigor, your driving energy. Ironized yeast tablets. Now this is Dan Seymour again saying good night and asking you to be with us next week at this same time when the Mystery Theater presents Paul Monash's The Squealer.
Tonight's Mystery Theater presentation, The Triangle of Death by Joseph Ruskell, came to you from our Radio City studios
in Radio City, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And now, the Mole Mystery Theater, presented by M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tender skin.
Good evening. This is Jeffrey Barnes, welcoming you to the program that presents the best in mystery and detective fiction. Tonight's play is a modern melodrama with the emphasis upon terror and suspense. It's entitled The Creeper, and is the story of a mysterious killer of that name, an unknown madman who terrifies an entire city by a series of murders. And just who is the Creeper? Well, answering that question is the challenge of tonight's play. And Joseph Ruskol, the author, has cleverly fashioned a story deliberately designed to fool you. So be on your guard. You've had fair warning.
Oh, gee, Mr. Barnes, I'm scared before we even get started. Oh, and say, that reminds me. Men, if just the thought of shaving gives you the willies because you have wiry, hard-to-cut whiskers or tender skin, try this. Shave with Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream. Yes, sir, with Mole, it's smooth. So smooth. It's slick. So slick. It's a smooth, smooth, slick, slick shave you get with M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless cream for tender skins. That's right. Mole is the shaving cream that's heavier, the cream that's especially good for a wiry, hard-to-cut beard or a tender skin. Because Mole is heavier, it not only softens your whiskers, it stands them up straighter and your razor clips them off clean as a whistle. So you shave faster, closer, easier, and you shave painlessly with Mole, the heavier brushless cream for tender skins. Mole. And now for tonight's Mole mystery, The Creeper.
In the kitchenette of a New York apartment, a man and his wife listened to a morning news broadcast.
New York. The unknown killer called the Creeper has struck again, adding a third female corpse to his toll. Virginia Peters, a comely waitress, was found strangled to death in her third-floor apartment early this morning while her radio blared. As in the previous murders, a note was found scrawled on the wall with the victim's lipstick and the plea, "For heaven's sake, catch me before I kill more. I cannot control myself." Police insist.
Oh. Why'd you turn it off?
Oh, awful. Oh, awful. And in this very neighborhood.
Let's hear the rest. It intrigues me.
Oh, you. Don't go turning that radio on against Steve Grant. I've heard enough. Go out of my mind, for heaven's sake.
That's it. That's a good, solid clue.
What is?
For heaven's sake. How many men ever use that expression?
Oh, shut up.
Okay, Mrs. Grant. Pass the biscuits, my little pigeon.
Pass the biscuits. Eat, eat, eat. Three women in 3 days murdered in cold blood by a mad fiend right here in the Heights. I'm too sick to go out, too scared to stay in. The lock's broke. And he sits there eating, eating. Pass the biscuits.
There's nothing wrong with my appetite, my love.
Well, of course. That's what costs you a job on the police force. Why, when I even think of it.
Some men drink to escape. I eat.
Escape what? What?
An ugly tongue, a beautiful face, and a roving eye. In short, a wife.
See, you're starting that again. You and your crazy jealousy.
Maybe that's the Creeper's way of escaping, too, Georgia. No.
Oh, shut up. Go ahead and get a divorce. Go ahead. Not help it if men look at me. I don't know why you come home at all. Where do you go? What do you do with yourself? Where were you this morning, and why'd you come back anyway?
To eat. Someday I'll lose my appetite for that, too. When I do, my dear, there'll be no escape. Well, now I'm off again. Kiss? Still using stage lipstick. I'll wipe it off. How many times must I tell you? You're married now, remember?
Steve, wait.
Yeah?
At least Go buy me my medicine.
Sorry, no time.
Oh, don't leave me here alone. Stay home this afternoon. Please. I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be silly, pet. Nothing will happen to you. You've a doorman here, an elevator boy, Mrs. Stone across the hall, a phone. You're safe enough.
Oh, but the night lock, it doesn't work.
Well, now you can't lock me out anymore.
Something's happened to it since last night. It doesn't catch.
Oh, get a new one.
Well, I can't get a locksmith. I tried all morning. Please. All right. If I want to phone you, where will you be?
Out. Goodbye, my dear. Take care of your cold.
Well, 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 Steve Grant, huh?
Well, if it isn't old Pearly Chase.
You got thrown off the force, Steve.
You got thrown off the news, Pearly.
You heard wrong. I wasn't fired. I was just warned.
Well, I wasn't fired either. Just suspended for 3 days. I eat too much. That's my trouble.
I drink too much. Here, you're living up at the Heights, Steve.
Yeah.
That's funny. Me too. Here, you're married now to a beautiful and lovely young... with admiration.
Say that again. Used to be on the stage, you know.
Yeah, I think I knew her. Wasn't her stage name Georgia Dixon?
Yeah, that's her. I love that wench, but... women. How does a guy handle them? Maybe the creeper has the right method.
Thank you for taking the words right out of my mouth. Who is the creeper, Steve? Any angles?
You tell me, and I'll split the reward with you.
Now, there's one thing, though, and I don't think even the police have put it together yet.
Yeah?
In all three cases, just before the creeper struck, the door locks had already been tampered with.
I don't see.
Yeah. You got a theory?
Well, sure. I mean, take that note on the wall. For heaven's sake. In every case, for heaven's sake, catch me before I kill more.
I cannot control myself.
Right. Now, what man uses an expression like that? The long and short of it is this. The creeper is a woman.
A ruse. Just like the height of the message from the floor's a ruse. 6 feet. And yet I'll lay you odds. The creeper's no more than a guy your height, say, or mine. 5'9", just like us, you and me. Only, crazy.
How do you figure that?
How do I figure lots of things? How do I know where the creeper's gonna strike next?
You do?
Certainly. The creeper's not so smart. He's just crazy. You play along crazy, see, and you're one jump ahead of him. That's the trouble with the police, why they're up a tree. You expect logical clues from a madman? No. You play along crazy. Make out you're the creeper. What's your compulsion?
Go ahead. Let's see.
All right. The victims are all redheads, every one. You've noticed that, of course. 3 in 3 days.
Now that you...
They all lived in the Heights, right? Agnes Martin, Jane Krutsky, Selma Davis.
Right.
What was the number of the apartment in each case? Agnes lived in 1A, Jane 2B, Selma 3C. Don't ask me the why or the wherefore. Don't ask me the logic. Just play along crazy. You see what I mean? See where he's going to strike next?
I don't get what
you... The next victim of the creeper lives in the Heights. She's a redhead. Her night lock's been tampered with. She's going to get hers today. And her apartment number is 4D. Well, why are you staring at me? You don't like my arithmetic? Why are you staring?
My wife's a redhead, Pearly. We live in the Heights. Our apartment number is... you're just a boozy reporter.
Your apartment number?
4D, I told you.
4D, of course. I'll have it delivered. I was busy admiring your lipstick, Mrs. Grant. I've nothing like it in stock. 4D, I should have guessed it anyway.
Why?
Well, a face is a number, believe me. Since you've moved into the neighborhood, Mrs. Grant, for me, it has a special number, like Double Dandy Delicious Dream. 4D's. You see?
Uh-huh. I'll bet you tell that to every customer, female.
I'm a ladies' man? Like the creeper?
Huh?
What did I say? What's going on in this block? Raw nerves, you can't joke. The creeper, that's all I hear all day. It's mass hysteria. Oh, there ain't such an animal.
You don't think so?
I assure you, Mrs. Grant, it is a fairy tale. For circulation of the tabloids. I'll send your prescription up with the boy.
Oh, no, I'll just wait here for it.
Well, it'll take some time. You should go right home and stay there if you're getting over the flu. Believe me, I'll deliver it myself. It'll be a pleasure.
No, I'll wait. I may not go right back. I don't want to be there all alone. I'm afraid.
Oh, very well. Suit yourself. Have a seat. For heaven's sake, stop me before I feel more.
What?
I cannot control myself. Wait! That's Reaper's note I had reference to. I'll set the belly to... Wait, Mrs. Grant, your prescription!
Grant!
Mrs. Grant! Oh. Oh. Ah, she was just down.
What's your hurry, dear?
I just got such a scare. Since all these awful murders in this neighborhood.
Yes, isn't it terrible? You're walking home?
Huh. I guess so.
I'll go with you. It's good we live in the same house.
At least if I had a double lock. But the night one doesn't work. Can't get a locksmith. They're all so busy.
But don't you worry. We'll stay together this afternoon till our husbands come home. Think of it. We've never visited, though we live right across the hall from each other. Isn't that like a big city, for heaven's sake? Or would you rather I dropped in on you?
Well,
And make it yours, then. Isn't it terrible? The ghastly things they're saying, the theories. One doesn't know what to expect next. You believe the latest?
The latest?
That maybe it's the woman, the creeper.
A woman?
Can you beat it? I can't imagine how in the world the police figured that, for heaven's sake, can you?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking of something my husband said.
Though I can see where a married woman now, if her husband was faithless, say, or perhaps only weak, no will of his own against a vile, cheap thing in skirts. And if the wife, say, was merely getting at those female homebreakers. Well, I can understand such a theory, because you take my husband now. You've met Mr. Stone, haven't you? Why, Mrs. Grant, why on earth are you staring at me like that, for heaven's sake?
I don't feel well. I must get home at once. I feel faint.
But Mrs. Grant, for heaven's sake!
As the curtain falls on Act One of tonight's Mole Mystery, the big question is the creeper a man or a woman? Come to think of it, a man wouldn't use the expression, for heaven's sake, would he, Dan?
Well, no, Mr. Barnes, but there are times when he might say a lot worse. For instance, sometimes he's apt to say something like, gee...
Watch your language.
Well, I was only going to say, jeepers, I'd rather face a firing squad than shave. And say, man, if that's the way you feel about your morning shave, chances are you've got wiry whiskers or a tender skin. So try Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tender skins, and get a shave that's smooth as a waltz. Yes, Mole is a heavier cream, the cream that not only softens your whiskers, but holds them up like a blade of grass and lets your razor mow them down easily. With Mole, you shave faster, closer, easier, and you shave painlessly. Try it and see if you don't say, it's smooth, so smooth, it's slick, so slick. It's a smooth, smooth, slick, slick shave you get with M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tender skins. Mole. And now back to Jeffrey Barnes and Act Two of The Creeper.
Georgia Grant is in terror that she is to be the next victim of a mad killer known as the Creeper. She suspects everyone she meets, both men and women. Now, in panic, she dashes through the streets, unnerved after an encounter with a neighbor, Mrs. Stone.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Oh.
Out shopping?
Oh, I
You're the new doorman, huh?
Yeah, just relieving Charlie. Nice weather out. Help you with your packages?
No, thank you.
Let me ring the elevator for you.
No, you don't have to trouble.
Oh, no trouble, ma'am. There. Apartment 4D, huh?
Why, yes. How'd you know?
Doesn't take long.
Going now?
Yes.
Up and down. The ups and downs of life, that's me. I'm a living milkshake, Mrs. Grant.
Ah. Uh-oh. What's wrong, Jimmy?
Stuck. Imagine getting stuck between the second and third with a production like you.
Get going, Sonny. Do you want me to report you?
Okay. Can't you take a joke? Maybe I misconstrued that smile you always give me. Maybe you shouldn't ought to smile that way. Fourth floor.
Let me out.
If I drop in later, would you be more receptive?
Oh, thank goodness at last. Must have gone out of my mind. Key. Where's my key? This darn lock. Hello? Is the locksmith in yet? Well, I want to know how soon I can get my lock changed. Because, of course, I left my order.
Hello, Georgia. Don't you little foolish me. You want the whole house to hear? Yeah, that's better.
What are you doing here?
I'm playing along crazy.
What are you talking about? How'd you get in here?
Alias Pearly Valentine. Take it easy. You haven't a thing to worry about. I've come to protect you. Give me the phone. Hello? Never mind about the lock, thank you. Well, long time no see, Georgia.
What do you want, Pearly?
Me? A headline. Your husband wants, too. He wants I should keep an eye on you.
What's that?
Sure. You didn't think Steve and I were acquainted, did you? Yeah, from way back. Just met him at a bar.
I don't believe you. What do you mean, keep an eye on me?
Oh, just in case the creeper. You've heard of the character?
You're mad. You've always been mad, Pearly Chase. Where is he? Why should he send you? Why should he think the creeper will come here? What are you doing here?
I told you, playing along crazy. Got a drink?
You're drunk now and you're getting right out of here. You're nothing but a no-good rummy.
You're nothing but a no-good... you finish it. When I took the drink, it was to drown you out, and you know it. I'm still a rum pot, Angel, which means I haven't got rid of you yet.
Get out.
You little two-timing redhead. You're all the same, you redhead.
Why, you...
You haven't changed, have you? Even a wedding ring can't do that to you. Oh, come on. Don't play the innocent. My business is snooping. I make a living at it. Between drinks. So your new motto's love thy neighbor, huh? Mr. Stone across the hall? Poor dumb Steve.
Why, you dirty...
Sit down, darling. Just play along with me while I play along crazy. Sit down. That's it, just like we're expecting company. Oh, I must be crazy doing this. Why wait here for the creeper? Why not 100 other streets, 1,000 other apartments, 1,000,000 other dames? Because I'm riding my hunch, that's why. Let's have some music. Don't just sit. Let's have some music. Turn on the radio. Let's dance. That's it. Now let's dance. Give me your arm. Let's dance. Yes, sir, just like old times, huh? Around and around, just like my brain. Why are you trembling? I still love you, you little fool. Come on, ask me why. I love you, you lovely redhead. I could kill you and you deserve it. With the radio on, you could scream and nobody would hear. I could put my hand on your throat like this, see? And I could strangle you.
Curly, don't!
Why are you crying? Stop it! I'm here to protect you. Stop crying. Cut it. I can't stand it. I never could. Okay. You want me to leave? All right, I will. It's your funeral. What am I saving you for anyway? Where's my hat? In a few minutes, there'll be a knock or a ring or the door will just open, see? And you'll be lying in a pool of blood, just like the other three. Goodbye, my worthless. Give my regards to the creeper.
Look in his eyes, like a madman's. What if he comes back? He wants to kill me. Someone wants to kill me. Like another three. Pool of blood. Like the other three. Any minute now, there'll be a knock or a ring.
This is Jeffrey Barnes again. In just a moment, we'll bring you Act 3 of The Creeper.
Thousands of people who suffer the social and business handicap of dandruff are discovering that the way to combat it effectively is with double dandrine. You see, double dandrine is unlike many hair preparations available today, for such products really do no more to fight a common type of dandruff than plain water does. That is, they simply wash loose dandruff away. But double dandrine actually combats this dandruff by killing the germs that many outstanding authorities contend are its cause. And double dandrine kills these germs on contact. Now, a special ingredient named Alzan is the reason for double dandrine's amazing effectiveness. Alzan is an active antiseptic so remarkably efficient, many hospitals use it. And of all hair preparations, only double dandrine has it. So try double dandrine and see if you don't agree that most ordinary hair preparations can't compare with its dandruff combating effectiveness. If you're not satisfied, return the empty bottle and get your money back. Buy double dandrine at your druggist's.
Yes?
This is the doorman, Mrs. Grant.
Yes?
The druggist is here with the medicine. Shall I let him come up?
The medicine? Why, sure, let him... No. Then I'll let that man up.
Want me to bring it up?
No, I'm perfectly all right. I don't need it, you hear? Don't you dare come up, don't anyone. Locksmith? Oh, please. Please, I must have it changed right away. My lock. My door lock. Yes, this is Mrs. Grant. Yes, I do want it, of course. Anyone can get in here. Anyone. They want to murder me, but I don't know who. It's the creeper. You'll come? Right away? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, but hurry, please. Hurry, or I'll go out of my mind. Oh, thank the Lord. If he doesn't come in time, like the other three, a pool of blood. Any minute now, there'll be a knock or a ring. Who's there?
It's me, dear, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, what do you want?
Why, I've been worried about you. Are you ill?
No, I'm all right, Mrs. Stone. I'm feeling fine.
Open up, dear. Don't you want me to keep you company?
No, thank you. I was just... Stop it!
Oh, let me in, silly.
No, go away. I'm going to sleep. Go away, you hear me? Go away! Hello.
Oh, Georgia. You all right?
Oh, Steve. I've been so frantic. It's so good to hear your voice. Where are you?
At headquarters. Coming right home. Sweetheart, is anything wrong? You sound...
Oh, not now. Not when I hear you, Steve. I don't know what came over me all day. I've been imagining things. So silly, my nerves.
Forgive me for this morning, darling. I wasn't myself. My job had me down, but now everything's...
Oh, of course, forgive me, Steve. I've been bad, bad, wicked. Oh, if you know what I've gone through today. The most dreadful state. And then that... Oh, Steve, did you send someone here today?
Early Chase.
And you did.
To keep you company. Isn't he still with you?
I know. I just got rid of him.
I wish you hadn't. He's an all right guy. Smart reporter. Lives in the neighborhood, too. Honey, I know it sounds cockeyed. I mean, Pearlie's theory, but I was a bit worried when I got to thinking, so... Listen, Georgia. Don't let anyone in the house till I get home.
Oh, I won't, Steve.
Not anyone, do you hear? Not anyone.
Locksmith.
Oh, wait, Steve.
Locksmith.
Hello?
Wait, Steve, it's... Oh, thank goodness at last. Now I can breathe easy. Just a minute, dear.
Hello, Georgia. Georgia, hello.
Frank?
Hello. Georgia.
Oh, thank goodness
Georgia,
you've come.
Answer the phone.
Please step in. It's the lock on this door I want. Just a moment. My husband's on the phone. Steve?
What happened? Something else I wanted to
know. Oh, it's all right. Everything's all right now, Steve. You needn't worry.
Didn't I just hear you talking to someone? Was that someone at the door?
It was no one, Steve. Just Mr. Frank, the locksmith. Oh, what a load of...
The locksmith? Georgia, listen. Listen, Georgia, that's what I was going to tell you.
What is it?
The police are on a new trail. They think maybe a locksmith. Georgia, you listening? It may be that the creeper's a locksmith. Get him out, quick.
What nice lipstick you use, Mrs. Grant.
Georgia, what's the matter? Georgia, Georgia, answer the phone, Georgia. Georgia, hello, hello. Georgia, answer the phone, baby. Georgia, what's the matter? Hello. Georgia, Georgia, answer the phone, baby. What's the matter? Where are you?
Hello? Hurry. Catch me before I kill more. For heaven's sake.
Hello, City Desk. Pearlie Chase. Now shut up and listen. On that creeper story I just gave you, I had this dope. The reward for his capture goes to the elevator boy. He heard Georgia Grant scream and called a cop. The creeper was shot running from the building. Yeah, it's ironical, isn't it? Imagine the locksmith was the killer. The one man Georgia thought would protect him. What an ending to a lovely, lovely redhead.
Now, this is Jeffrey Barnes bringing down the final curtain on tonight's presentation of The Creeper. Join us again next week when we present a hard-boiled crime story entitled Spanish Blood and written by one of the greatest names in detective fiction, Raymond Chandler. Mr. Chandler is known to all of you as the writer of the recent hit movie, Murder, My Sweet. So don't miss a real hard-hitting, hard-boiled melodrama next week when we present Raymond Chandler's Spanish Blood.
The original music for the Mole Mystery Theater is composed and conducted by Alexander Sandler. The Creeper was written by Joseph Ruskoll, and Charlotte Manson was featured in tonight's program. This is Dan Seymour saying good night until next Friday at this same time when the Mystery Theater presents Spanish Blood.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This has been a Cryptic County podcast. To listen to our original storytelling podcasts and for all things suspense, horror, and weird, check out CrypticCountyPodcasts.com, where you'll find shows like Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast, and Odd Trails, a true paranormal podcast. We'll see you next time. Stay safe.
You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story...
That's what ought to happen next.
It did.